what's the biggest thing you'd like to improve on from this season going into next season? Where have you fallen short of it this year?
I think more than anything, just a consistency. Mm. I think we had a decent start of season, and then we had a dip, and then we had a good run when Chris took over, and then we had another little dip. So it's just about, you know, during those dips in the season, the dips in form, making sure that we just pick up a few points, because they will make all the difference. You know, the difference between us and Gateshead, you know, if we could just pick up a couple of wins in those two little dips, you know, we kept us in touch with them and kept us closer to the playoffs for a lot longer. I mean, we gave ourselves a fighting chance, and you know, we just fell away at the towards the end. But I think that's definitely what we need, and that's why, you know, we've talked about bringing players who bring character to the team as much as they do ability, because it's those times when you need those characters to pull other people through, and maybe just make yourself a little bit more solid and a bit more difficult to beat when things aren't going your way.
Yeah. Is it about picking up points when you don't play well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's the oldest cliche in the book about, you know, the sign of a good team is doing that. But it's true. No team goes through the whole season, you know, just playing good football and being comfortable in all games. There's going to be times when players, you know, yeah, injuries, suspensions, dips in form from certain people. But as long as you're only having, it's when you're only having one or two people who are having off games, you can generally cope with that. But that's how we need it, the consistency to be throughout the team, and making sure that there's not four or five people who aren't at it on a match day.
Of the existing members of the squad, have decisions been taken about which players will be staying and which players perhaps won't be staying next season, or have some players still got a bit to play for in these final two games playing for the future?
There's everything to play for, but I mean, you know, no final decisions have been made yet. Mm. But I mean, obviously, it's the second last game. We've got a good idea what we think about the players that are already here. But also, there'll be a little bit of to and fro on that front as well, because, you know, you've still got to, depends what funds are available to bring other players in and whether they're better than what we've got. And that's what needs to be judged over the summer.
I mean, you spoke about bringing players in of the right character. Have you already pinpointed players? Have you got players in mind that you, Grant, and Chris have spoken about that you'd like to bring in?
Yeah, but I mean, that's something that goes on. It's a constant throughout the season. You know, you're always looking to improve, and, you know, like I said, you know, if there's positions in the team where, you know, maybe think needs strengthening, that's always happening. Whenever we go to watch games, we'll always be looking for players who can make the team better. That doesn't make this time of the season any different than any other.
It's that time of year when fans will be wondering whether they're going to renew their season tickets or next season. It's been quite an up and down season. What would you say to fans to encourage them to back you next season?
Well, simply that's, I think, when Chris took over, I think that was more or less the ethos of the team that Chris is trying to create. Mm. I think next year, with the players that will be brought in, that's the, you know, that next halfway through next season, that'll be the time to judge things, because I think Chris has got to be given the chance to form his own team. Make sure that every player that he wants, or every player in the team and every player in the squad, are the players that he wants. And I think that if we get the targets we're after, we'll be a stronger team. And I think we'll be improved on this season.
Are you confident that you can get those targets? Because obviously the financial situation of the club is well documented, about the bank debt and all that. Are you confident you can get the players in you want? Because obviously there will be a lot of players available this summer, won't there? There always is every summer, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, and each year team more than ever. It's, I think at the top end of the game, you know, the players have a lot of power. But as you come further down the leagues, you know, the people are getting more desperate to get contracts for clubs. And whatever, you know, whatever the financial situation the club's in, it's still an attractive proposition for anybody come to sign here. Mm. Because, you know, you talk to players and, you know, they might be getting more money at different clubs, but if they're only training on a Monday and a Thursday and they want to be full-time, we've got the facilities, we're training full-time. There's a great stadium here. It's a great setup compared to a lot of clubs when you talk to players. And, you know, a lot of